listen again on the hour for NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 68 for November 23rd, a month and a day before Christmas, and not all of them shopping days either. I bet a lot of you haven't even bought your turkey for Thanksgiving.
Here comes the star attraction, what so don't you touch? Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge.
Yes, this is Judge Morgan, the Mad Magistrate of Midtown Manhattan. On the docket for this half hour, a preview of one aspect of our upcoming attempt to reach the moon, plus some sidelights on the struggles of a determined young lady to become this country's first female jockey.
When the nuclear submarine Skate groped its way under the Arctic ice cap, its commander was James Calvert. Today, Admiral Calvert is the superintendent of the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. Life magazine goes below the surface of the energetic and thoughtful commander of the midshipmen. In a close-up, a submariner rises to Annapolis. Admiral Calvert gives life his views on education, dissent, the changing role of the military, and his own job at the Naval Academy, where excellence is considered its own reward. Reporting another kind of excellence, life cameras focus on three athletes from Kenya, medal winners in the 1968 Olympics, the homecoming of Olympic heroes in life this week. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
When three American astronauts embark on their historic journey toward the surface of the moon next month, they'll be carrying along some items of equipment familiar to every one of us who's ever gone on vacation. Peter Hackus of NBC News reports from Washington.
The man who said Christmas is for taking pictures knew what he was talking about. It's the peculiar time of year when millions of us amateurs haul out cameras and shoot away. And this year will be no exception. But this Christmas, three amateur photographers, pretty good ones incidentally, will be snapping shots of something no man has ever seen with his own eyes, the surface of the moon. Astronauts Borman, Lovell, and Anders will have two 70mm Hasselblad still cameras with them and a 16mm Mauer movie camera. They'll have a variety of lenses along and enough black and white and color film to take 1,200 still shots and 11 magazines full of movie pictures. One of the major reasons behind Apollo 8 is to get good pictures of the approaches to at least one landing site on the moon to help the men who'll be landing there next year. Starting with Moon Orbit 3, they'll pitch down the nose of Apollo 8 to get a clear shot out the windows. Then every 20 seconds, they'll snap another picture. The photos will overlap, so when they're pieced together, they'll be in stereo, a strip about 60 miles wide. By studying the photo strips, future crews will be able to come in for a landing just as if they were sighting familiar Earth landmarks as they approached an airport. Astronaut Anders says he thinks they'll see things better on the moon than on the Earth. But instead of moonlight, they'll be seeing by the light of the Earth, Earthshine, sunlight reflected off the Earth. At Christmas this year, while we Earthbound amateurs will again be snapping the usual shots of children and toys, three high-flying photographers will be shooting the moon, literally. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
And just think what a thrill it'll be when those pictures get back from the drugstore. It's 14 minutes after the hour. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
There's an exciting evening on the town waiting for you at the fabulous New York Hilton. Start with a relaxing beverage on the International Promenade. Stop in at the Roman Pub, the smart, sophisticated cafe where the beautiful people play. The Roman Pub has murals of Rome by Rene Boucher, candlelight music for dancing and romancing by the Jones St. James Trio from 9:30 p.m. on. And there are many togged waitresses to keep your glass filled or bring you the famous pub club steak or other gourmet delights. Theater bound? The Roman Pub will get you there before the curtain goes up. Prefer the atmosphere of old New Orleans? There's the Old Bourbon Steakhouse, where you can have a delicious roast beef dinner for only $6.75 or a prime steak or other gourmet delights. Then have a good night beverage in the exotic Kismet Lounge. Plan to have an exciting evening in town real soon at the New York Hilton, 53rd Street and Avenue of the Americas. How about tonight? For reservations, call 212-JU-67000. That's area code 212-JU-67000.
WNBC. Radio 66, New York. Morgan here from Monitor with a program note. This coming weekend, this coming week, the new NBC radio series Now will have as its guest, among others, A couple of gentlemen named Ed Ames and Sergio Mendes.
This is true.
This is long distance.
On Saturday, you can call anywhere in the country.
For $1.
Or less.
That's true. That certainly is true.
$1.
Or less.
For a 3-minute station-to-station interstate call.
Anywhere in the continental United States.
Except Alaska. Plus tax.
That's a swell system.
That's the Bell system.
That's true. That certainly is true.
So if you could make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
Elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to him?
I could say... hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
Cheapest distance.
Between 2 points.
Between 2 points.
Is a long distance line.
Is a long distance line.
This is a day you can call anywhere in the country for $1 or less. This is Saturday. Call today.
Sergio Mendes is known for his blend of traditional Latin American rhythms and harmonies with the more modern trends in pop music. Now he has a recording what looks as... Ha, 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 ha. I tell you, friends, it's falling down all over America. He has a recording what sounds as if it's building into a hit of a slightly different sort from the Mendes treatment of the past couple of years. It's Scarborough Fair. And we ask Senor Mendes how he happened to choose this particular number to record.
Well, I've been always looking for good melodies. One of the reasons the idea of forming Brazil 66 would be not only do ethnic songs, Brazilian songs in Portuguese, but international repertoire. Mm-hmm. And I did songs like Night and Day, you know, the old Cole Porter things, and I've recorded some Beatles songs and Burt Bacharach. And I heard Scarborough Fair, the Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yes.
And I found very interesting melody with that song, very catchy, and I tried to dress it my own way.
Naturally, this is the piece of music under discussion, Sergio Mendes, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? As we say, it draws many a time.
With a young lady who's been trying to become America's first female jockey. Next on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty,
the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
This is Kyle Rote for Monitor Sports, and my guest today, 25-year-old Penny Ann Early, who has been frustrated in her attempts to become the first female to ride in a thoroughbred horse race. And Penny, you've had three unsuccessful tries at Churchill Downs, and now I understand you're threatening legal action. Against whom will you file these charges, and what will you charge?
Well, I will file suit against the Jockeys Guild and Individual Riders injunction to make them ride, because they're preventing me from making a living, and I am a licensed rider.
The last Thursday, I think it was, the male jockeys refused to ride against you. Now, why and what reason did they give?
They didn't, specify any particular reason, just that they didn't want to ride against a female. They thought it was, it's a man's world, and I think it's just ego. It's not a case of racing in itself. It's not a rider. It's like girl or boy. It's a rider against rider and horse against horse, so I can't see the problem.
Do you, and this is probably a normal male question, do you honestly feel that a woman could handle a racehorse as well as a man?
Well, I have already proven that. Now I only have to choose this one.
Penny, you have a temporary license from Kentucky, and you must ride at least two races in a reasonable time, as I understand it, in order to get a permanent license. Do you plan to try to ride at Latonia, which opens on Monday, or will you head out to California and give up your temporary Kentucky license?
I don't know. I really haven't decided yet. It's sort of just hanging in the air. I haven't really, made up my mind.
Penny, I understand the male jockeys sent you some flowers.
Yes, but consider the source.
Well, I understand it was a funeral wreath.
Yes, how much class I have.
Penny, what prompted you to become a female jockey anyway? I wouldn't think that you'd risk the injury that's attendant to that profession just as a publicity stunt.
No, I've been galloping horses for years, and I've had injuries, severe injuries. And I know what I'm getting myself into. It's nothing new. It's no surprise to me. And I feel that you're endangering your life and anything every day you wake up. So it's just be an occupational hazard, that's all.
Penny Ann Early, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Penny Ann Early, who is seeking to become the first woman to ride in a thoroughbred horse race. Many thanks. Good luck. This is Kyle Rote from Monitor Sports.
Thanks, Kyle. Penny Ann was disappointed a fourth time today. She had hoped to ride the first race at Churchill Downs.
Around the water cooler, all the girls adored me. I was the secretary's shining knight. But after work, they all ignored me. Until my boss told me about Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright answered my light. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly, look at me! I'm a kissing fool. I'm drowning with love in the secretarial pool. They bug me, they hug me. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
With Bump the Garbage. You're tuned to monitor your nationwide center for information and entertainment. In the San Francisco area,
Our NBC affiliate is KNBR. We'll call a brief timeout to let all our stations identify themselves, and then we shall be back.
The magic of Monitor is something for everybody. That's why you hear The World of Wheels with Keith Jackson Saturday and Sunday. So far, haven't missed a turn.
Here's important news for young workers. If you become disabled before age 31, you may now qualify for Social Security benefits. Under a recent change in the law, a young disabled worker may qualify for benefits with only a few years' work. Some young workers may qualify with as little as a year and a half of work. To find out about this important protection, contact your Social Security office.
I'm Big Wilson. I'm on WNBC, Radio 66, New York, weekday mornings from 5 to 9. If you groove to the Sakatumi sound of more music, more personality, and big talent, join me. And when I finish my show, we'll all listen to Jack Hayes till noon.
Brad Crandall has something to say, and he says it. Weeknights, 9 to midnight, on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 3:30, 53 degrees in New York, and sunny. A union already striking three state mental hospitals in New York City announced this afternoon that it will strike the Buffalo State Hospital on Monday unless its demands are met. Meanwhile, visiting hours for tomorrow, Sunday, for relatives and friends at the three struck hospitals have been canceled. This move, according to a spokesman, was to ensure the continued uninterrupted services for the patients. Additional information may be obtained by calling 488-5310. And a meeting between the governor's representatives and the mediation panel regarding the strike broke up at 2:30 after 2.5 hours of discussion. No mention of any progress. Air traffic controllers warn today that the traveling public is headed for more delays and scheduled disruptions as the Thanksgiving Day and winter holiday traffic builds up. Morning delays at Kennedy Airport reached 40 minutes today, and as many as 20 airliners awaited takeoff at one time. James Ian, an official of the Air Traffic Controllers Organization, said delays from 2 to 3 hours are in the offing unless something concrete is done to meet the problem. The details of the forthcoming marriage of Julie Nixon and David Eisenhower were announced at President-elect Nixon's Manhattan headquarters at the Pierre Hotel today. They'll be married December 22nd at 4 p.m. at New York City's Marble Collegiate Church. The ceremony will be performed by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And New York City's public schools will begin a 45-minute extension of the school day on Monday to make up for time lost during the lengthy teacher strike. However, a Board of Education spokesman says that there will be flexibility for those schools which receive the extension announcement too late on Friday. In those instances, pupils and teachers may come in at the regular time, but may stay a little longer at the end of the regular day. But on Tuesday, all public schools in New York City will follow the 45-minute longer day schedule for both pupils and teachers. The forecast, sunny and mild this afternoon with a highest of 55 to 60. Cloudy tonight with a lowest in the mid-40s. Sunday continued mild with a highest of 55 to 60. It's now 53 degrees and sunny in New York. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Watkins and his golden guitar. This is H. Morgan with Moral Monitor 68. With Turkey Day just 5 days away, people around the New York City area have one big thing to be thankful for. The kids are back in school. Or to put it another way, the kids' vacation is over, their mother's vacation is just starting.
That all the good times are gone. Though you say this rain will keep raining on, I'll walk along with my head held high. I got a song and I'll sing it to the sky. I may be wrong, but I'll live until I die. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the devil knocks at my door, though you say my ship cannot reach the shore, I got a will and a thousand ways. I got a dream of a thousand better days. I got a smile that just stays and stays. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see. Even though you say the tides are all running low, though you say there's nowhere else we can go, detour is waiting for me round the bend. I won't stay down on the count of ten. Said it before and I'll say it again. That's the way it's gonna be. Wait and see.
This year we're going to my mother's for Thanksgiving, right?
No. Last year was at your mother's. This year, mine.
No, dear, you forgot. Dinner this year is at my mother's.
But what'll I tell my mother?
Just call an FTD florist and send some Thanksgiving flowers with a card.
Do we usually send flowers for Thanksgiving?
But why not? Flowers tell someone you're thinking of them. What could be a better time than Thanksgiving?
Why don't we just eat at my mother's and tell her in person?
Send the flowers. Oh, and send some to my mother, too, for the dinner table.
No, you're right. I'll call our FTD florist now. Yeah, but how'll I know what to send?
Just ask him. He has flowers for any occasion.
I hope my mother likes them.
She'll love them, dear.
And next year we'll send flowers to your mother and eat with mine, okay?
Well, I kind of promised my sister that,
Call your FTD florist and let him help you send flowers to your family this Thanksgiving. He does more with flowers for you.
I suppose many of us have some happy memories of past Thanksgivings, but nostalgia isn't often funny. A notable exception was provided by Gordon McRae when we asked him about the Thanksgiving he remembers most vividly.
I guess one of my most memorable Thanksgivings is a funny one. In 1942, we had to do a Thanksgiving matinee, and I was in a show called Junior Miss. We went to church Thanksgiving morning. In those days, I was only making, I was doing pretty good. I was making $65 a week in Junior Miss, and I was making about $50 a week singing with Benny Goodman. But we lived in a little five-floor walk-up apartment with just one room and a bed in it, and one of those little Venetian blind kitchens behind it. One of our old tricks, and when you're touring around the country, a trick when you have to get your clothes pressed real quickly is to hang them up in the shower and turn on the shower so they'll steam out all the creases. Well, this morning I did, and we went to church, and Sheila had put a turkey in the oven. I forgot to tell you that in the show was a fellow named Alexander Kirkland and Junior Miss, who was then married to Gypsy Rose Lee. And we had invited them to dinner before or after our Thanksgiving matinee. But for an hour, we left the house to, as I say, to go to church, and we left the steam on in the bathroom. Well, we came back. The clothes were magnificently pressed, but the seating in the whole apartment, because of the steam that had come out of the bathroom, was very cracked all over the place. Well, at that time, Sheila and I had been married about a year, and she was no great shakes as a cook, but we'd stuck this turkey in the oven. Anyhow, after the matinee, Alexander and Kirkland and Gypsy Rose Lee came over to the house, the little apartment, sat down, we had a little wine, and Sheila went to serve the turkey, and she took the turkey out of the oven, and somehow the turkey got reborn or something. It leapt out of the oven and fell right on the floor, kerplunk, and with that, the whole ceiling fell down, all the plaster on what we had on the set on the table. So that was it's a funny and a true story. Well, we put the turkey back in the oven and washed it off and cleaned away the plaster, and it was quite a funny, memorable Thanksgiving.
And you were asked to leave the apartment house, I trust.
No, we had to get it fixed.
Gordon McRae recalling Thanksgiving and other disasters.
When the makers of the Lincoln Continental put their minds to a new kind of car, something good is bound to come of it. The good is Marquis, the most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III. Marquis, with probably more luxury than we've ever seen in a medium-priced car. Marquis makes no compromise with room and comfort. It's a luxury car in the classic sense. Lincoln Mercury leads the way with Marquis. No other car this year will offer you concealed headlamps, wall-to-wall tail lamps, a 429 cubic inch V8, automatic transmission, and the kind of ride you'd expect from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Visit your Lincoln Mercury dealer first this year. Drive Marquis first.
Marquis makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
It's 17 minutes before the hour on the 23rd day of November. You're on the monitor beacon.
Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Daylight. Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Daylight.
Planning a party? Be a guest at your own party by having Chicken Delight cater it for you. You can save time, money, and trouble just by calling Chicken Delight and have them fill your order, no matter what size party you're having. You can get complete chicken dinners. Golden brown French fries, cranberry sauce and muffins or shrimps, fish fillets, loin ribs and pizza. You name it. Chicken Delight will cook it and deliver it for you. And your guests will never know that you didn't cook it yourself. For a delightful party, call Chicken Delight. Look in the white pages of the phone book for the Chicken Delight store nearest you. Two Chicken Delight stores in this area are at 145 Route 46, Parsippany, New Jersey, and at 59 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Livingston, New Jersey.
Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight. Don't cook tonight, call Chicken Delight.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Yes, sir.
with their latest, Till. Ici Henri Morgan for Monitor 68. More. Next up, Monitor Sport of Speed, featuring Chris Economaki, brought to you by Wynn Oil Company.
Cold. Stone cold. Slow, difficult starting can kill your car's battery. Cold. Stone cold. A rigid argument for Wynn's friction proofing. Wynn's friction proofing added to your oil smooths and seals metal surfaces. Wynn's friction proofing makes starting easier, protects frigid metal parts before cold, gummy engine oil even gets moving. No need to warm up the engine before you take off. Friction proofing makes moving parts move easier. Friction proofing gets cold cars going faster, and it keeps them going. Wynn's friction proofing, the hot cup of coffee for your car on a cold, wintry morning.
This is Chris Economaki. The auto racing season may be just about over, but there's plenty of news breaking in the sport both here and abroad. In Tokyo, qualifying for today's World Challenge Cup race, a $40,000 event for Group 7 sports racers, was paced by U.S. road racing champion Mark Donohue of Media, Pennsylvania. Driving Roger Penske's Chevy engine McLaren, Donohue lapped the Mount Fuji circuit 5 seconds faster than the track record set 2 years ago by Jackie Stewart of Scotland, who drove an Indianapolis car. The 10-man team from the U.S. and Europe won the first 10 positions in the 20-car race, which goes today for 200 miles. In Bonneville, Utah, a new kind of land speed record has been established, one for battery-powered cars. The Autolite Lead Wedge, using 20 regular automobile batteries, this week sped across the salt flats at an average of 138.8 miles an hour for the record. Jerry Kugel was its driver. Down in Atlanta, former stock car racing champion Fonty Flock, now a NASCAR employee, sued his bosses earlier this week. He filed a $4 million suit against the club and its president, Bill France, claiming monopolistic control over stock car racing in the South. Flock's attorney said the suit involved verbal agreement between France and Flock regarding interest in the Alabama International Speedway, now under construction in Talladega, Alabama. The lawyer said Flock had been promised a partnership in the venture. France commented, a $4 million suit certainly makes the venture look big league. The track is scheduled to open next September. In Detroit, stock car racing ace Cale Yarborough was named Ford's Man of the Year in motorsports. The chunky 29-year-old South Carolinian won a record 4 super speedway races this year, and in so doing, set a season prize money record of $136,700. It was announced that Yarborough would spend Christmas in Southeast Asia visiting troops in the field and in hospitals. The Turbines may not return to the Indianapolis Speedway next year due to crippling rule changes, but fans of oddball cars will have a new machine to root for. Industrialist Bill Lear said in Reno this week that he is investing $10 million in a steam-driven car for the 1969 500. The car will be designed by Ken Wallace, the controversial figure who broke away from Andy Granatelli after assisting with Pioneer Turbine Designs. Wallace built two abortive turbine cars, which failed to qualify for this year's event. Early details say the car will burn kerosene and power will go to all four wheels. This is Chris Economaki for Monitor Sports. And now, this word for Wynn's friction proofing.
Cold. Stone cold. Slow, difficult starting can kill your car's battery. Wynn's friction proofing added to your oil smooths and seals metal surfaces, makes starting easier, protects frigid metal parts. No need to warm up the engine before you take off. Wynn's friction proofing, a hot cup of coffee for your car on a cold, wintry morning.
My mother says that little girls are made of sugar. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
My mother says my life will be a wide, white ribbon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And all my tomorrows are waiting in a line. Shimmering, glimmering, soon to be mine, my mother says. She looks at me and she remembers. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She asks me the love I'm trying.
Happy birthday to me, Dana Valerie.
America is a country of heroes. But how about these? Joseph Sank, Benjamin Banneker, Crispus Attucks. You probably never heard of them. They were Negroes, and our history books have often failed to explore the important part Negroes played in American history. Life magazine this week begins a four-part report on Negro history, The Search for a Black Past. Part one of the Life series is a 17-page portfolio on the period from the Revolution to the Civil War. And as usual, Life keeps its eye on today. There's a story on a West German millionaire accused of spying for communist East Germany, and a revealing report on a theater critic who took off all his clothes while watching a play because he thought it was expected. The expected, the unexpected, the unexplored. All in Life this week. All in the magazine that works to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas.
Did you know the original Thanksgiving celebration was not just a one-day affair? Governor Bradford of the Plymouth Colony proclaimed the observance for a single day. But it seems the people got interested in their work and they just kept at it. According to our historical source, quote, this festival lasted nearly a week, and a large party of friendly Indians, including Chief Massasoit, shared in the festivities. Well, yeah, if you feed people for a week, they'll be friendly.
So if you can make a long-distance call to a zoo and take advantage of the new low interstate rates on Saturday, which animal would you call?
Elephant.
You'd call an elephant?
Sure.
Is there anything in particular you'd say to him?
I could say, well, hello, Mr. Elephant. I know it's ridiculous talking to you, but I get a cheap rate.
Long distance is the next best thing to be there.
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
The cheapest distance.
The cheapest distance.
Between two points.
Between two points.
The long distance line.
The long distance line.
The bell system.
The bell system.
Thank you.
accident in the orchestra, Rembrandt Square. Owing to technical difficulties over which I have no control whatsoever, I have to read this a little more slowly. Morgan here, reminding you that news on the hour, which is where we usually have it, and we still have it, is just ahead.
Stop! Don't touch that dial! We'll be back on monitor in just a while! On air!
The Children's Aid Society sees it like it is. No place for the kids to play, to study, no supervision after school or during vacations. That's why the Society has 7 centers in the most deprived areas of the city. Centers that offer the children, their families, and the community a place to learn, to play, to find help with their social and emotional problems. Above all, people who care. Give to the Children's Aid Society, Box 289, New York, 10010.
Sir Isaac Newton said, more or less, what goes up must come down. But in the world of Wall Street, that's not necessarily true. This is Ben Grauer. For an overall understanding of what's going up, coming down, and why, join me on Today's Business Trends, weeknights at 7:10, right here on WNBC.
More refreshing than sleep, the Long John Neville Show. Midnights on WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association. Dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here is Lou Wood.
President de Gaulle's announcement that the French franc will not be devalued has had a bombshell effect on the rest of the world.